The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Continued condemnation from almost all corners for what has happened in Rafah overnight. The Taoiseach calling it a barbaric act. Similar language used by the Taoiseach earlier this morning as well. The Taoiseach confirming that at European level, for the first time, European foreign ministers discussing the possibility of sanctions. Now, even he acknowledges there's a big jump between discussing something and it becoming reality, but it is a measure of where we find ourselves in. The UN relief workers in Rafah, for what it's worth, described the situation there as hell on earth overnight. Zach Haney is with me now. He's an Irish-Palestinian man who spent several months trapped in Gaza and only relatively recently has managed to make it back to these shores. Zach, you're welcome to studio.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming into us. Before we talk about kind of the situation today, maybe talk us through your own experience of the last few months in Gaza.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's very hard to describe the experience that I have been through and my family has been through. I don't know what to say. It's like, you know, it's horror, terrible, dreadful. Every kind of word you can use to describe this. As you said earlier, it's hell on earth. It's a struggle just to stay alive. If you are not dying from the bombs or the missiles, you are afraid to die by hunger or by not having enough water to drink. So it's an experience that I don't wish anybody to have. And it's the worst experience I had in my life. It's a daily struggle. You're struggling daily just to stay alive. You hear the bombs, you hear the drones, the fighter jets, day and night. You can't sleep, have a good sleep. You wake up at night hearing artillery shells, hearing missiles attacking houses. The bed, like, you know, a few times the bed where I was sleeping was shaking because of the sounds of the bombs. Windows are all broken. Glass of the windows flies everywhere. The houses shakes when the bombs or the missiles of the F-16 is near the area. You can feel it's like an earthquake. So it's unbelievable experience, unimaginable, unexplainable. It's beyond imagination. It's beyond the humanity. And what really annoys me is the world is allowing this to continue to happen for the last 7 or 8 months. And we are watching, everybody is watching this live. And that's really what kills us more than the Israeli bombs, is how we are not able to understand how the world governments and the world leaders are allowing this to happen. And it continue to happening, like, in front of our eyes. And this is really, really, really kills us. And I don't know what is the end of this. And how are we asking for the impossible? If we ask to stop killing children, to stop killing women, to stop attacking people who escaped, and they are not living even in their houses. They are living in tents. Are we asking for a miracle or for the impossible? To stop killing kids and women and civilian people? What kind of world are we living in? I don't understand.
Why do you think nobody has done anything?
Because the power is in the hands of the Israelis. And the USA government is backing them to their neck. They are sending them weapons to kill us. And everybody, every government, all countries are afraid of the USA because it's too powerful and it's ruling the world. And nobody is strong enough to stand in the face of all those powerful countries and to say to them, that's not acceptable anymore. Humanity, it's not about Palestinians. Our humanity is being hurt. Everyone on this planet is being hurt by what is happening to the Palestinians. If we allow this to happen and it would be okay, then we are saying to the other people, to other dictators, to other tyrants, it's okay to do massacres, it's okay to kill kids, it's okay to kill women or to destroy the people's lives. And that's the danger of it. We want to live in a world that everybody in this world behave as a citizen of this world and cares about everybody else. We live as brothers and sisters in this world. That's what we are looking for. And we cannot understand, like, you know, even if you are powerful, like in front of a child, if I see a child crying, I start to cry, my heart cries. And how can I cannot imagine how some people are able to kill children in this way. I cannot understand. I cannot understand where they get all this hate from. All this grudge, like, you know, I cannot comprehend where they get all this hate from. Okay, if you have enemies, you fight in a battlefield with soldiers, but you don't kill children, you don't kill women, you don't kill unarmed civilians and destroy, like, you know, thousands. It's not one or two or 1,000. It's now 75% of the killed people in the Gaza Strip are children and women. Is this acceptable?
How difficult is it for you now that you're out when you see what has happened in Rafah overnight?
I saw what I saw yesterday and it really knocks me down because it brought the images that I have lived in the last seven months. They brought all the images into my mind and I was very sad. I cried and I felt helpless and I felt angry as well because this is allowed to continue. It's very hard to see, like, you know, people in tents are burned. It's a mini Holocaust. When you attack people in their tents and you already ask them to go to those areas and you come and attack them, the intention is very clear. You want to kill them.
Yeah.
It's very clear. And I saw people, like, you know, burned. I saw kids without their heads. A child without his head. I saw it on the internet. That was in last night. I felt like, you know, I'm shocked. I was shocked and I'm still shocked. I've been shocked on the last 7 months, traumatized. When I see images like this and I try to avoid to see them.
Yeah.
But yesterday I was like very nervous because I was worried about my cousins, my sisters and their nephews, my nephews and nieces.
Are they there in Rafah?
Yeah, and it's not far away from them.
Okay.
And I try to ring them and to see, like, if everybody is okay or not. And this, like, you know, makes you very nervous and very tense.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they are okay. Yeah, thank God. Thank God they are okay. But, and these people are moving, like, you know, this is not the first time they moved. Maybe the fifth and sixth and seventh time they moved from one area to another. Like, I was in Rafah, but I was living in northern Gaza, in the beach camp. But we moved to different places. In northern Gaza, I moved 3 times. And then we moved to the south and moved to Khan Yunis and then moved to Rafah. And from Rafah, I moved a few times. I was not staying in one place. And most people are the same. And these people are, like, you know, escaping and they're seeking to have a safety. And they don't have any safe place to go to. And the Israeli army, they ask them to go to these areas and they attack them, like, you know, in these areas that they told them to go to. People, I don't know what is the end of this. And when is this killing, mass killing in front of our eyes, when is this going to end?
This is kind of a depressing prediction. But in all likelihood, it'll end when Benjamin Netanyahu wants it to end, won't it? You know, we had the news today that European foreign ministers are talking about sanctions possibly at some stage in the future. But this has been going on so long now, and so much of Gaza has been kind of just razed to the ground that, I mean, I know you don't want to, nobody likes to kind of contemplate this, but really, when Benjamin Netanyahu decides to stop is when it's going to stop, isn't it? I know we don't want that, but that's the most likely outcome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Israeli government is the main responsible for this. But I sadly, I have to say as well that the US government bears a very huge responsibility because it's backing Israel to like, you know, all the way. And they are sending weapons. Like, you know, it's really sarcastic when the U.S. government is sending weapons and missiles to Israel and artillery shells to Israel, ammunitions, and they are sending, on the other hand, some food for us. We don't need your food. Stop sending weapons to Israel to kill us. We don't need your food. Please stop sending Israel weapons to kill our kids, our children, our women, to burn us alive. That's what we want. And those government who has the power, they can stop this. Israeli government bears the full responsibility for this. And they should be like tried as a war criminals for all what they have done in Gaza. Gaza is destroyed now. There is no Gaza. Most of it is destroyed. Most buildings are destroyed. Even if the war stops today, there would be no life in Gaza. Most houses are destroyed. No infrastructures, no electricity, no water networks, infrastructure, no hospitals. Mm. Now, yesterday, injured people, they went to a small hospital in Rafah that is still operating. But they don't have enough medicine or enough equipment to deal with them. And a lot of them, they die because of this. They could be saved.
But what's the future for Gaza?
It's bleak. It's dark. People are really, psychologically, we are not well because of what we have been through. I am not feeling well. All the people in Gaza are not feeling well. We are exhausted. We are tired. We've been through this for all this time. And we can't bear it anymore. People are collapsing. And we have daily struggle. Like people every day, they wake up. They looking for water to drink. And it's very scarce. Because all people, they came to the west of Rafah and Khan Yunis near the sea. And there is no infrastructure. It's open land. And there is no infrastructure in it. And people are trying to manage to get some very basic, just water things. And it's all the borders are closed. They don't get enough food or enough, like, you know, water to supply for all these people. I don't know.
Zach, thank you so much for coming into studio. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.